Some members of Congress say they want more information about how the Justice Department is using the USA Patriot Act. They've proposed legislation to rein in the department's powers and protect civil liberties. Administration officials say the law is essential to the war on terror and should be left alone. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on testimony before a Senate panel today.
For a law as controversial as the Patriot Act, Congress has held relatively few oversight hearings. And for lawmakers like Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, the outcome of today's hearing was predetermined because of the witness list.
There's an empty chair here today, a chair which should be filled by the Attorney General of the United States, who frankly has been a rare visitor to Capitol Hill when it comes to justifying his administration's process and procedure that they're using to fight terrorism.
Committee Chair Orrin Hatch said Attorney General John Ashcroft has promised to testify at a future hearing. Today, the Attorney General sent emissaries who then had to deal with the ire that senators had hoped to aim at their boss. Christopher Wray, chief of the criminal division at the Justice Department, told lawmakers he was convinced the Patriot Act works. Wray pointed to the portion of the law that allows intelligence investigators to share information with their counterparts on the criminal side.
Before the act, the law required these groups to form separate huddles that could not readily talk to each other, and naturally the collective defense against terrorism was weaker than it should have been. And that information sharing post-Patriot Act has proven effective. It led to the indictment of Sami Al-Aryan and other alleged members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Tampa, Florida.
Prosecutors said this was one of the most important legacies of 9/11, that the wall between intelligence and criminal investigations had to come down. And they said the Patriot Act had effectively achieved that, but they also insisted that other provisions are just as crucial. Paul McNulty, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, said he relied on the part of the Patriot Act that allows secret searches without immediate notice to the target of the investigation. McNulty said this power enabled him to bust a drug ring connected to terror networks.
We believe that proceeds of the drug trafficking activities supported operations of Islamic extremist organizations, including Al-Qaeda. Without this authority, the investigation, as well as the safety of cooperating witnesses, would have been seriously jeopardized.
Civil liberties groups say so-called sneak and peek searches are unconstitutional, and some lawmakers have proposed restricting or repealing that part of the Patriot Act. But the hearing shed little light on whether the act is or is not being abused. In fact, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said even though she's received more than 20,000 complaints about the Patriot Act,
I have never had a single abuse of the Patriot Act reported to me.
And that lack of evidence has made some lawmakers cautious about amending the Patriot Act, at least for now. But Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware said lawmakers may lose patience if they feel the administration is too secretive to admit to any abuses.
The department's implementation of the act, if not improved, will surely doom this legislation's continued life. That's not a threat. I think it's simply a word of advice. And I predict to you that the act will be repealed if you guys don't get your act together.
Lawmakers asked why the Attorney General was too busy to attend this hearing, but had the time to travel around the country campaigning for the Patriot Act. But at previous appearances, Ashcroft has brought as much controversy as enlightenment. So he may do more to defend the Patriot Act by staying away. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.